We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And let's go out to Ray. Covers the Steelers for the Post-Gazette. He's on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Ray, how are you today?
Good, Joe. How are you?
Doing very well. I'm hoping you can make some sense of the both teams' really injury situations and how this could impact the game. Ingram, Jimmy Smith seem to be questionable on the one side, and then Ulysses Gilbert and Mike Hilton still seems to be a question mark to me. Help me make sense of all that.
Yeah, listen, Joe, the Steelers, at least this season, they've kind of rolled guys in or rolled guys out. You know, by Fridays. And I would expect for the first time this year that, you know, maybe Mike Hilton is questionable. Of course, he missed the Titans game with that shoulder injury. Missed Wednesday, was limited yesterday. We're about to head out to practice here in a little bit. So I think he's going to be questionable. And, you know, the other big injury for the Steelers is Ulysses Gilbert. You know, he only played, I think, 15 or 20 snaps against the Titans, but they were all on possession downs. And, you know, they leaned on him for pass defense in that game. You would think if he's healthy, they're going to lean on him to, you know, try to contain Lamar Jackson. So that's a big one. If he cannot play, Joe, I would expect Marcus Allen or one of their other safeties to maybe drop down and play on those possession downs. But, I think we'll have a better idea on both these guys, you know, by 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon.
I think that's a big deal, I do, when you mention Marcus Allen, and I know they were high on him in camp and things like that, and I also think they wound up missing Mike Hilton in that game last week. He's just sort of a game-changing type of player, Ray.
He is, and, you know, that's the thing that I go back and look at from last year's game against the Ravens, Joe, is they had some packages where they used a lot of defensive backs. Cam Kelly was actually heavily involved in that game. He had an interception in the second quarter of that game that, you know, gave the Steelers really good field position. So, you know, I think defensive backs, when you're talking about trying to corral Lamar Jackson, you want to have as many athletes on the field as you can. So that's not to say Robert Spillane is not an athlete. He's a very good athlete. I thought he had a really solid game against the Titans. He's just not one of your faster players. So I think speed's going to be key when you defend Lamar Jackson. And I think, you know, depending on who's healthy, you know, I think defensive backs will be a big part of this game plan again. I thought Cam Sutton, Joe, I thought he played pretty well last week. He's one of their more versatile corners. I thought he filled in well for Hilton. But you just miss that blitzing off the edge and you miss that, you know, those tackles and run support. And I think, obviously, against a running team like the Ravens, you know, that's going to be big this week.
And then on the other side, obviously, if Jimmy Smith can't play, that to me is a big deal because the Steelers really go four deep at receiver with guys who can hurt you, plus at least one tight end who can hurt you. But the Ingram injury, I'm wondering if that might actually hurt the Steelers more than the Ravens, because I could see that leading to a whole bunch more of J.K. Dobbins, who has had a couple big runs in a little bit of time. How do you think those two injuries would play out?
Yeah, I absolutely think the Jimmy Smith injury would be the more concerning one. If I'm on the Ravens side, you know, they're very good with their corners, Marcus Peters on the outside, and of course Humphrey on the outside. But you'd really be dipping into your depth you know, having to guard guys like Chase Claypool and James Washington and Deontay Johnson and Juju Smith-Schuster. So, yeah, I agree with you. They got very good depth at running back. J.K. Dobbins could step in there. I don't honestly know that, you know, that he would miss. There would be too much of a missed beat there if Ingram could not play. And I think Gus Edwards is still with them, too. I think he's a very solid guy. He tore up the Steelers last year in that regular season finale, too. So, yeah, Jimmy Smith, I think, for the Ravens is the big one to watch, especially when you're talking about the Steelers receivers, Joe. Deontay Johnson finally feels like he's healthy and getting back to the player, you know, we all think he can be. And I think that'll be a big test for that Ravens secondary, especially if Jimmy Smith cannot play.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. You can read his stuff at postgazette.com. So if you're the Steelers offense, in my opinion, this is the best defense they're going to face by far all season long. I know Indy has put up some good numbers. I don't believe in them at all. This is the best defense they will face. How do you attack them, Ray? The short, quick passing game again, or how would you do it?
Well, it's interesting. They like to play a lot of press coverage, but when Randy Fiechner was asked about it yesterday, they also like to blitz a lot too, Joe. When Randy was asked about that yesterday, he kind of pointed out that the Ravens, you know, other than that game against Patrick Mahomes, they played a lot of young quarterbacks. And, you know, maybe all that blitzing was to put put pressure and, you know, to force decisions on young quarterbacks. He wasn't convinced that they're going to blitz half the time against Ben Roethlisberger like they have in the first six games of the season. So that's certainly something to watch. Maybe they'll sit back and play coverage a little bit more. I would still expect their corners to press, because that's what they like to do. I don't think they're going to get out of character in that regard. But, you know, I would watch the blitz rate. I don't know that they're going to blitz Ben as much as they've blitzed the other quarterbacks this season. And, Joe, the other thing to watch in this game, not a lot of teams have gotten down in the red zone against the Ravens. But when they do, they've scored touchdowns 77% of the time. Only two other teams in the league are worse in red zone defense. I think that's the Saints and the Titans. So, listen, if the Steelers can get down there, I think they can have some success, you know, with the Ravens. It's just a matter of, can you get down there? Can you beat that blitz? Can you have some success, you know, marching that ball down that field? If they can, I think the Steelers will have a chance to score some points in this game.
Yeah, and I'm not sure I'd be willing to abandon the run in this game either. I still want to test that Ravens run defense. They were exploited last year in a big way, and that became the theme of their offseason, is to shore up their run defense. And they wound up drafting Patrick Queen and bringing up Calais Campbell and Derek Wolfe, and so they've changed. But I would still be willing to run the ball and to stick to it a little bit if it doesn't work at first. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, they're not great against the run. I think they give up something like 109 yards rushing per game, but they've got a lot of big bodies inside, Joe. You mentioned Campbell. You know, Brandon Williams is still there. So I think, you know, they're going to be a tough team to run against. You know, I thought it was interesting they went out and got Yannick Ngakoue. You know, other than Campbell, who leads the team in sacks with four, they're not really a prolific pass rushing team individually. Like, they have a lot of guys with two and three sacks. I think they're among the top 10 teams in sacks as a team, but they don't have that prolific outside pass rusher. So I think they kind of wanted to address that. I think they think Ngakoue can help him in that regard. And I think that's a big matchup for the Steelers tackles as well this week. Containing Ngakoue, you know, can you keep him in check? Can you keep Ben clean? They've done a great job of that so far, but against this Ravens team that likes to blitz so much, and with a new guy in Ngakoue, I think that's going to be a big you know, key in this game on Sunday.
Ray, I think we're at the dawn of sort of a renewal of this rivalry. I really do, and I think both these teams can be really good for a long time here. The Ravens, I think, maybe even in better shape because their cap situation. They've got a ton of money available next year. They just signed Ronnie Stanley. They've got good young talent, and so do the Steelers. But I want to ask you about some of these Steelers contracts that are up after this season. We got about 2 minutes. If I could just get a quick thought on each of these, let's just start with Al, who will be up and I think is having a pretty good year. What happens with him?
I agree. I think Al is having a very good year. Al might retire. Some of his teammates hint at that, you know, during training camp. But either way, Joe, I don't expect Al to come back. We all know the salary cap issues this team is going to have, and I just think you're going to have to spend, probably upwards of $8 or $10 million to keep him, and I don't think they want to spend that much money on a left tackle.
So Chooks moves to the left side, maybe?
And we'll see if they draft one or if Banner is healthy. Yeah, I think there's a lot of pieces in play there, and I'm not convinced that Al is going to be among them.
Next three, real quick, the big ones, Bud Dupree, Juju, and James Conner.
With Bud, I think the writing's on the wall. They drafted Alex Highsmith for a reason, so I think, no, he's going to be too expensive. Same thing with James. They've drafted a lot of running backs in recent years. I wouldn't be surprised if they hand it over to Benny Snell and Anthony McFarland. And then Juju's the interesting one to me. It's the same thing at receiver. They've continued to draft receivers, preparing for the departure of guys like Juju. He's such a good deep team player, though, Joe. He's meant a lot to this team. He's been a productive guy. If they could find a way to keep him at a reasonable salary, I think they might try to do that. You don't want to let all your good players go. So if I had to pick of any of those four, I would say they would try to keep Juju. But again, they're just so up against it with the salary cap, and I don't know what's going to happen with that figure, come March. But I think that's even a long shot too. But like I said, of those four, I think Juju is probably the most likely. I just don't know how likely at this point.
And then you even have some key players whose contracts are up in Matt Filer, Mike Hilton, Cam Sutton.
Yep.
I mean, it's everywhere, Ray.
Well, the good thing about the offensive line is Kevin Dotson has established himself. You don't need to to sign Filer. You can still have DeCastro and Dotson be very solid guards for you. You'd miss Filer for sure because he's so versatile. You'd miss Hilton for sure because he's been so good for you, but there's only so many you can keep, Joe, especially with guys like T.J. Watt and Minkah Fitzpatrick coming down the road, guys who are going to command, Watt's going to command $20 million or more a year, and Fitzpatrick isn't going to be cheap to keep either.
Real quick, your prediction on the game.
Joe, I picked the Titans last week, and the Steelers proved me wrong. I think the Steelers team is really, really good. I just don't think they can win every game and certainly not every road game. These two teams always play close games. I'm going to go Ravens 27, Steelers 24.
Great stuff, as always, Ray. I appreciate you coming on.
All right, Joe. Talk to you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.